青浦区2018年初三英语第二学期模拟练习七。
Part 1 Listening 1. Listening Comprehension A. Listen and choose the right picture.
1. Mary's brother will take part in a tennis match this coming Saturday.
2. Spring is coming and the children are playing happily in the zoo.
3. Miss Lee often asks her students to write the answer on the blackboard during the class.
4. The newspaper says that the old people are taken good care of in the nursing home.
5. After the accident, some ambulance men came to take the injured man to the hospital.
6. Every morning I can see some street cleaners working hard on my way to school.
7. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear. 7. May I help you?
Yes, please. Can I try on a green sweater in my size? I wear small.
But we don't have that colour. How about the red or white one?
Question. What does the man want to buy?
May I help you?
Yes, please. Can I try on a green sweater in my size? I wear small.
But we don't have that colour. How about the red or white one?
Question. What does the man want to buy? Eight. How do you like America, Helen?
Oh, I like it very much, especially the food and the scenery here.
So do I. It's quite different from Japan, France, and Italy.
Question. Which country are they in?
How do you like America, Helen?
Oh, I like it very much, especially the food and the scenery here.
So do I. It's quite different from Japan, France, and Italy.
Question. Which country are they in?
Nine. Have you ever been to the Shanghai Art Museum?
I've been outside it, but I've never been inside.
How about going for a quick visit? It's about a 5-minute walk from here.
Okay.
Question. How will they probably go to the Shanghai Art Museum? Have you ever been to the Shanghai Art Museum?
I've been outside it. But I've never been inside.
How about going for a quick visit? It's about a 5-minute walk from here.
Okay.
Question. How will they probably go to the Shanghai Art Museum? Ten. I can't stand this weather. Isn't it cold today?
Yes, it is.
What's the weather like in your hometown?
It's warm in winter and cool in summer, but sometimes it's hot in late July.
Question. What is the weather like today? I can't stand this weather. Isn't it cold today?
Yes, it is.
What's the weather like in your hometown?
It's warm in winter and cool in summer, but sometimes it's hot in late July.
Question. What is the weather like today? Eleven. Curly, what did you do during the holiday?
I went swimming. Actually, I started swimming in order to be healthier. How about you, George?
When I was living in Canada, I used to go skating.
Question. Why did Curly start to learn swimming?
Curly, what did you do during the holiday?
I went swimming. Actually, I started swimming in order to be healthier. How about you, George?
When I was living in Canada, I used to go skating.
Question. Why did Curly start to learn swimming?
How long have you been feeling sick?
About 3 days, but it started getting worse today, and I also have a bad cough.
I see. Take this medicine. That will help. And you should drink a lot of water.
Thank you.
Question. Where does the dialogue probably take place? How long have you been feeling sick?
About 3 days. But it started getting worse today, and I also have a bad cough.
I see. Take this medicine. That will help. And you should drink a lot of water.
Thank you.
Question. Where does the dialogue probably take place?
I tried calling Jenny, but she didn't answer.
I'll meet her soon. Can I take a message?
Sure. We talked about seeing a movie tomorrow. I'll wait for her at 6 at the school gate. Will you join us?
Of course, I wouldn't miss it.
Question. What does the man mean? I tried calling Jenny, but she didn't answer.
I'll meet her soon. Can I take a message?
Sure. We talked about seeing a movie tomorrow. I'll wait for her at 6 at the school gate. Will you join us?
Of course, I wouldn't miss it.
Question. What does the man mean? Bob, how can I learn English faster?
Well, there is no easy way. You just have to practice a lot.
What kind of practice?
What I mean is that you need to keep using the 4 skills: reading, writing, speaking, and listening. The more you use the skills, the better your English will be.
Question. What are they talking about? Bob, how can I learn English faster?
Well, there is no easy way. You just have to practice a lot.
What kind of practice?
What I mean is that you need to keep using the 4 skills: reading, writing, speaking, and listening. The more you use the skills, the better your English will be.
Question. What are they talking about?
C. Listen to the dialogue and tell whether the following statements are true or false. Hello, you're calling the Friendship Helpline number. Who's calling, please?
Hello, this is Betty speaking.
Hi, Betty. How can I help you?
I have a problem with my best friend. She's called...
No, don't tell me who she is. Tell me when the problem started.
Yes. Well, we've been friends for 5 years. Then we went to different schools. But we stayed in touch.
So could you explain what happened then?
This term, she came to my school. I was so happy at first, but she's so different.
Can you tell me how she is different?
She stops me from seeing my other friends.
Could I ask if you've mentioned this to her?
Yes, but she refused to listen.
Okay. Do you know why she treated you like that?
No. I don't know whether she feels very sure of herself in her new school.
It's natural to feel like that.
Maybe.
She probably feels lonely without you. I'm sure she regrets hurting you. So be patient with her and explain to her where she can meet you with your other friends. Try to introduce her to them.
I see. I'll encourage her to join in more. Thanks.
No problem, Betty. You're welcome. Hello. You're calling the Friendship Helpline number. Who's calling, please?
Hello. This is Betty speaking.
Hi, Betty. How can I help you?
I have a problem with my best friend. She's called...
No, don't tell me who she is. Tell me when the problem started.
Yes. Well, we've been friends for 5 years. Then we went to different schools. But we stayed in touch.
So could you explain what happened then?
This term, she came to my school. I was so happy at first, but she's so different.
Can you tell me how she is different?
She stops me from seeing my other friends.
Could I ask if you've mentioned this to her?
Yes, but she refused to listen.
Okay. Do you know why she treated you like that?
No. I don't know whether she feels very sure of herself in her new school.
It's natural to feel like that.
Maybe.
She probably feels lonely without you. I'm sure she regrets hurting you. So be patient with her and explain to her where she can meet you with your other friends. Try to introduce her to them.
I see. I'll encourage her to join in more. Thanks.
No problem, Betty. You're welcome.
D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences. In Denmark, parents are allowed to build a new school if they are not satisfied with the school in the area where they are living. Although these schools have to follow the national courses, they are allowed a lot of choices in deciding what to teach. Some of these new schools are called small schools, because usually the number of pupils in them is only 60, but a school has to have at least 20. But a school has to have at least 27 pupils. Coolinbridge School in Ireland is a small school similar to the ones in Denmark. It was set up by parents who come from Germany, England, and other parts of Ireland. They came because they wanted to live in the countryside and to grow their own food. In June 1986, they decided to start a school. They managed to get an old primary school building and started with 24 children, aged from 4 to 12. The teachers say, "The important thing in school is doing, not sitting." And so the courses includes yoga, cooking, kite making, music, fishing, drama, and environmental river studies, as well as reading, writing, math, and science. In Denmark, parents are allowed to build a new school if they are not satisfied with the school in the area where they are living. Although these schools have to follow the national courses, they are allowed a lot of choices in deciding what to teach. Some of these new schools are called small schools, because usually the number of pupils in them is only 60. But a school has to have at least 20. But a school has to have at least 27 pupils. Coolinbridge School in Ireland is a small school similar to the ones in Denmark. It was set up by parents who come from Germany, England, and other parts of Ireland. They came because they wanted to live in the countryside and to grow their own food. In June 1986, they decided to start a school. They managed to get an old primary school building and started with 24 children, aged from 4 to 12. The teachers say, "The important thing in school is doing, not sitting." And so the courses includes yoga, cooking, kite making, music, fishing, drama, and environmental river studies, as well as reading, writing, math, and science.